Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. Well, friends, this morning we're doing our community spotlight. I've got Jesse Purcell here with the Hardin County Chamber and Business Alliance. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I am living the best dream ever.
Absolutely. Aren't we all?
I mean, if you go by what I was just saying about hope, I don't look at the things around me. I'm just living my best life with Jesus.
Absolutely.
So what is going on in Hardin County? All kinds of cool stuff, I hear.
Yes, I am so excited. So you're like the first person getting to hear us promote that our small business grants are out. So the Hardin County Commissioners, through the CARES Act funding grants that they've received, are putting together 20 grants for $5,000 each for businesses in Hardin County. And we are just so excited. It literally launched like 15 minutes ago. So you are on top of it.
We are the first to know.
Yes.
And we're first to get the information out. So tell me practically, so a small business, somebody who's had a hard time with COVID, or is this a COVID related?
Yes. It is COVID related. So you want to make sure that any of the loss that you've had, you can definitely go back within that time frame
and
from
show
March
it.
On and show that you've had a loss.
Okay. And then it's an application process. Mm-hmm. And there's only, you know, you said what, $5,000
times 20.
So you got to get your application in soon.
Absolutely. This is not something to procrastinate about. It's not something to think about. And it's not a loan. I know that's a lot of times businesses think,
right.
Oh, goodness, oh, am I going to be able to pay that back? Well, it's not a loan. It's a grant.
Yes.
So you're not paying it back. So the best thing to do is really get out there and start applying for it. And, you know, worst case scenario, you don't get it. But best case scenario, you get it and it helps your business.
Right. And it doesn't hurt to try.
Absolutely.
And yeah, you like we said, you've got to get in there, because once the funding is gone, it's gone. It's gone. And so the application process, is it a lengthy one? Is it pretty quick?
Well, it definitely is what I would call a little bit lengthy. There is a lot of language in it, but there's this really great thing called the Hardin County Chamber and Business Alliance.
That will
and
help you.
And there are some really great ladies that work there, and we would be more than happy to walk your business through and help you make sure that you've got all the things that you need for this grant, because we just care so much about our businesses. We want them to thrive.
And this will give a little extra boost, a little bit of
Absolutely.
Relief. Every little bit counts. That's why it's so important to take advantage of these opportunities. So tell me how people can apply, since the application is hot and fresh out there right now.
Yes. So they can definitely go to our website, which is hccba.com. Scroll down on our landing page. We already have it set up there. Just click on read more. And then inside it says click here for the application. I would really recommend downloading it. You can actually, it's an edible form. You can fill it out on
Not
there.
Edible.
Not edible. Edible. You know, that
editable.
Other editable. Well, you could eat it too, Angie, if you wanted to.
I love it. I love the English
really
language.
If you're really desperate. But then download it, and we recommend you emailing it in or hand delivering
okay,
it to
so they can
either
do
our
it.
Office or the courthouse.
They can do it right there on the website.
They can.
Right there on the form. Do they have to be a chamber member?
They do not. And you also don't need to be a chamber member for us to help you.
Okay.
We really want all of our businesses to do well. So please don't let that get in your way. Call and let us help you.
So I'm going to say that if there's anybody listening who knows of a business who might be struggling, who hasn't heard this message, to please let them know that there is help available through the Hardin County Chamber.
Absolutely. And so something to keep in mind is revenues need to be $1 million for the year, and you need to have 50 or less employees.
Okay.
So
it is a literally small business.
We are talking small business, mom and pops, those ones who really probably weren't able to get the PPP or the EIDL. Or maybe they did get those, but it just wasn't big enough to carry them through. Those are the ones that we're talking to. Those are the ones that are really critical, and we want to make sure that they stay open.
Okay, give them the website one more time.
hccba.com.
All right, and we're going to be back with more. We're going to find out what kind of events are going on in Hardin County. So stick around for more of our community spotlight. I'm Angie here at Shine FM, and this morning we're doing our community spotlight. Jesse Purcell from the Hardin County Chamber and Business Alliance is joining me this morning. We talked a little earlier about small business grants that you can get in on right now if you go to their website. Give that website one more time.
HCCBA.com.
All right. If you go there, you can get those and do it soon. Do not Absolutely. Procrastinate. This is one of those things you should not procrastinate
Absolutely.
On. But $5,000 could be helping your small business in Hardin County.
Absolutely.
Anywhere in Hardin County.
Anywhere in Hardin County.
Well, there you go. So I know you've got some events coming up. Tell me about if people really love to run. Do you love to run?
You know, only if somebody's chasing me.
I don't even think I want to run then. I might get on the bicycle and follow them or rollerblades.
Yeah. Years ago, I used to run and then I got older and had kids and it's just no longer one of those things that I even want to try. If you're not chasing me, I'm probably not going to run.
Well, and I have a brand new knee, so it's pretty much impossible for me to run now,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
and I would just be afraid of how much it would swell. I mean, just running from here to the office real quick, it just does that. But anyway, people do want to run and there's opportunities.
There is. So there is a half marathon coming up this weekend. The really great piece about this half marathon is if you don't like to run, I think you probably can go out and walk.
You can walk it.
But if you are passionate about the United Way, you should just go and participate in this because all of the funds that are being raised for this half marathon go back to the United Way.
You could pay your money. Know you're doing a great thing for the United Way and for families in Hardin County, and then you could walk as long as you want, and then be done.
You could stand on the side of the road and high-five everybody else. You don't even have to run.
I'm thinking, that's a great idea. So, yeah, this is all fitness levels.
It is. And, you know, they've made it so that there's a fun run and there's this whole, you know, we'll do a 5K and then we're going to go even further. Okay, well, bless your hearts. And I'm so glad that you're out there doing it and that they're giving everybody the opportunity. But the really great thing at the end is that the United Way is going to benefit.
I see you have a 25-mile bike ride. So there you go. If
there
you don't
you
like
go.
To run.
Get your bike.
25 miles, that's a long way.
That's a trek.
Thank goodness that you don't have a whole lot of hills in Hardin County.
That's right. We are flat.
So this is all available this weekend. Can people sign up now or do they have to wait or do they do it right at the time?
I would say that they probably can sign up tomorrow morning. Otherwise, go to the Facebook page for
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. It's one of those weeks where I go, what day are we on?
I'm with you. Actually, we have it on our website, on our community calendar as well. All the links are right there. And so... thanks to all the folks that are sponsoring this.
Oh,
to
my
help.
Goodness. Hardin County really rallied for this.
This is great. Yeah. What a fun time. And yeah, I think that if you don't want to run and you don't want to bike, you can stand on the sidewalk and you can cheer them on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what else is going on in Hardin County?
So also on Saturday, we have a craft show that's going to be happening at the fairgrounds. This is with the Reinhardt Methodist Church from Mount Victory. I believe it starts at about 9 a.m. on Saturday morning and then runs throughout the day. I can testify that if you're not big in crafts, but you really like chicken noodles... they usually have chicken noodles there.
Okay.
But definitely go out and check it out. Support the vendors. You know, it has been hard for small businesses, but also for some of these vendors who...
Yeah, haven't had the opportunities to get out.
Yes, please go out and support them. Maybe do some early Christmas shopping.
Yeah, that's the best time. It's, you know, you find those unique things. I have a hard time finding those unique items for family
Absolutely.
Members. And when it's somebody out of state, because I have family out of state, I give them little Ohio, cute little Ohio things. Because
oh,
you know, we love our Buckeyes.
Oh,
state.
Oh, we do. We do.
Speaking of this weekend. But anyway, so that's happening
on Saturday.
Okay. And
the
what
24th.
Else?
So yes, we've got on Sunday the 25th, the YMCA is having a family fall fest in the afternoon.
Oh, nice.
So check out their website. I'm sure all the details are there, but I know there's going to be some food vendors that are going to be there. I know they're going to have some games for the kids. And so just really excited about
pool
supporting the YMCA.
Pool is not open. Pool is not open.
No, this is an outdoor event, but I am sure, I am absolutely positive, Angie, if you want to go in and see the pool and sign up for a membership, they would accommodate you.
Of course they will. Of course they will. Yeah, that's a fantastic opportunity to get out and do fun family stuff this
Absolutely.
Weekend. You have a community calendar on your website,
we
too.
We do. We have a community calendar. And then also, if you're a chamber member, we send out this really great weekly email that has everything that is going on in Hardin County.
Fantastic. Give them the website one more time.
HCCBA.com.
Thanks, Jesse, for coming
Thanks
in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We're community supported Shine FM.